Hey, everybody. Welcome to a new episode of Japan Top 10 Cultures. My name is Eric.
And this is Anna. Japan Top 10.
Our Listener Appreciation Month will be held next month. If you have any song requests for our episode next month, please let us know on jtop10.jp. All listeners will be getting premium platinum episodes for the month of October. If you enjoy the benefits that you'll be getting that month, make sure to join our Patreon program.
We've updated our website with the upcoming changes you can expect from our podcast, from your 2020 annual survey responses. Check them out at jtop10.jp. If you have any further suggestions, feel free to let us know by contacting us.
Do you want to advertise on our podcast? Market your brand onto one of the world's most popular Japanese cultural-based podcasts. Reach up to potentially 70,000 listeners around the world on a weekly basis with advertising costs that will fit your company's budget. Find the full details at jtop10.jp to find out an advertising plan that will suit your company's needs.
Are you an indie Japanese music artist? If you create Japanese music and want some exposure, please get in touch with our music director, Haley, by sending her an email at haley@jtop10.jp, along with the song you'd like us to feature on the podcast. That's haley@jtop10.jp.
If you are enjoying this culture's episode, remember you can receive the full version of this episode by becoming a Patreon donor, just starting at $1. Plus, you'll receive this episode without any announcements or interruptions, just commentary and music. Check out our website at jtop10.jp/club for details. And in this episode, Anna and I will be talking about the weird and, well, it just gets weirder, world of amazing Japanese commercials. So let's start off this journey. We were just talking about how you don't really consider them that weird.
No, I think they're just really funny and very creative for the amount of humor that is in each commercial. Like, some Western commercials are just, some of those are just plain weird, and sometimes they just annoy you because they're just so weird and not even related to the product that they're trying to sell in the commercial. Whereas some of the Japanese ones that I've seen, like, they're funny and they still do revolve around the products themselves or whatever idea they're trying to sell in those commercials.
I do have some time, sometimes while watching these, I do have no idea what product they're selling at the beginning of the commercial. But by the time they get to the end, you're like, it's a medicine commercial. I see. Okay. But I also feel like that has to do with there must be tons of, like, cultural touchstones in the commercial that I'm not getting.
Right.
So that probably has a lot to do with why we consider them to be weird.
Right, exactly. It's like when Westerners think that anime is weird, but anime is just like Japanese cartoons.
Yeah, exactly. There's nothing really weird about it. It's just its own separate thing. It's just foreign to us.
Right, exactly.
Now, I will say that a lot of these commercials, they are trying to definitely stand out. So many of these commercials, like, they find one kind of thing in the commercial and then they just kind of repeat that over and over and over again for the rest of the commercial series. And that kind of becomes like, they kind of like become characters in their own right. I'm thinking of like SoftBank in particular.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that one's a weird one.
That revolves around this like family where the dad is like a white dog and then they like have like prequel commercials where they talk about why he became a dog, because he always wanted to be a dog because like his wife at the time like lost her dog, so he wanted to make her happy, so he became a dog.
Oh, that's why. Okay.
But the fact that there's a backstory to explain away why this exists, I'm not going to use the word weird anymore. It is so interesting. It's an interesting approach to doing a commercial for a banking institute.
Right, right. Yeah, I realize I said weird earlier, but that's only because I didn't know the backstory behind the dog part. I think I just saw the commercial and he was already a dog. So I was very confused as to what was going on from the start. But now that you say that, that's an interesting take to go for a commercial, especially for a bank.
Yeah. And they're also based, and they just know that, well, you've seen all the rest of these. Like, what if you just stumbled in on like this first part? Like, wait, there's a young teenager who wants to become a dog. And now, oh, it's a bank. Oh, okay. It and like some commercials will share properties, like the SoftBank family will be in a commercial for Georgia Coffee, because those, they're just now like pop culture characters that kind of transcend their commercial. It's crazy.
Right. Yeah.
So in the world of advertising, everyone is competing for space. And that means people will be playing the latest J-pop and J-rock albums. They'll be creating new mascots. So everyone is always trying to vie for your attention, and everyone's trying to stand out from the pack. And just 2 weeks of advertising on digital billboards at Shibuya Crossing, which is that, it's known for their crosswalk, costs around $217,000 for 2 weeks of advertising.
That's insane. That's so much money just to advertise a product.
Crazy money just for advertising. Now, typically the way that Western TV commercials are created, from what I remember from Mad Men, they start out with a core idea and then they create concepts and like a thought process or theory. They kind of build like a story, which is then thrown at the viewer with the goal of engaging them and making a lasting impression, and often like has a little punchline at the end. Now, this is different from Japanese TV commercials, which are often based less on an idea and more on expressing a feeling. They aim to create an impression or a sense of realization, hoping to convey the essence of a product. And they also invite repeated viewings, which I guess is why like certain phrases are just repeated and repeated and repeated.
Right. Get it stuck in your head and help you understand what they're trying to do.
Well, it's like a coworker of mine recently, she was talking about like there's a commercial series. I don't know if it's in Canada, but it isn't. But there's a commercial series in America for Hotwire.com. This episode is not brought to you by Hotwire. but their tagline is just like Hotwire. And she just had that one part of the jingle stuck in her head all day.
That's rough.
So I wonder if that has a lot to do with it as well. It's like they want you to like randomly think about that during the day. And I wonder if once they have achieved that, that's what they've been looking for. Even if you never buy the product itself, you always like associate that with that product.
Well, yeah. Isn't that like a lot of products where now you don't even use the plain English term for it? You use just the brand name.
Yeah. Like Kleenex.
Yeah, exactly.
I also think that's, that came up the other day as well. Someone used a name brand to represent the just the entirety of the product itself, no matter what, who was making it. And I was like really irritated by it. I was like, no, it's not what that's called. Don't let them win. I think it was like Uber. Like I'm going to Uber it.
Yeah.
You don't actually always use Uber.
Right.
Yeah. And I was like, no, don't let them win. It's a Lyft.
Yeah. Like there's so many other brands that can be used or that actually do get used like equally to the other brands. But just because one came out first and bigger, that's just the term that people start using. Like we didn't used to say, just Google it. Like, Google wasn't the biggest search engine before.
Yeah. Yeah. No one says ask Jeeves it. It's always Google. I realized I just dated myself by using Ask Jeeves, which is now that I realize maybe not everyone knows what that is. That's a very defunct search engine.
Hey, that was the one search engine that my teacher in like fourth grade would let us use for internet searching. Nothing else.
You can't trust this fly-by-night Yahoo. No. Only use Ask Jeeves.
Exactly.
When I moved to the Midwest from the South, I realized that everyone refers to like soda as a.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Pop.
Oh, yeah.
Whereas in the South, we refer to all sodas as Coke. And even if you don't want a Coca-Cola, you go like, I'm going to go get some Cokes. What do you want? I'll take a Dr. Pepper and a Sprite. everything is a Coke.
Huh.
Yeah, it's very confusing. I think it's just laziness on a part of on our part.
Right. Yeah.
While some Japanese advertising is more focused on providing clear explanations on how products work, a bit like to approach the way to sell their products on a, like they do on Western shopping channels. They really like to make it stand out, and that's why they use those different oddball techniques. During our research, we did look at some examples. What were the first couple of commercials that you researched on?
Okay, well, I definitely watched the Toyota G's Japanese baseball commercial, and I didn't put in the fact that it said Toyota at the beginning, that, you know, it's supposed to be about the car company.
Mm-hmm.
And I just started watching it. I'm like, wow, this is such a cool commercial. You know, they've got like the ins and outs of like a Japanese city. They show like all the different people working in the different industries. And then this car just pops out of nowhere at the very end. And I'm like, oh my gosh, this was a car commercial the entire time.
You forget. It's crazy.
But it was so good. I'm like, wow, this like baseball really brings Japanese people together and all this stuff. And then
a
car comes out and catches the ball.
I watched the Dole banana commercial.
Oh, yeah. I saw that one too.
Was the one that you watched, was that the guy with the banana like mustache and eyebrows?
I don't remember that part. The biggest part that stuck out to me was that he started shooting bananas from his mouth.
Yes, that was it. It was like a person was sad, so he shot bananas from his nose, and then she had bananas, and everything was cool.
Yeah, I don't agree with that, but I mean, you can't forget that now. Like, I will not forget that.
You cannot downplay the importance of potassium
coming out of your nose. Well-being.
Yeah, I mean, what are you gonna do? It stopped that. There was also like a like gang members, like they looked like they attacked him, but then they came back. They came out of the deal with bananas, right. So everything was cool.
I was just gonna say that's a pretty good way to settle conflicts.
Just
hand a banana. Be like, we're cool now, right?
Guys, let's talk this out. Let's get a couple of bananas, and let's just hash this whole thing out.
Yeah.
I think you'll find peace appealing. No, stop. They'll beat me up. So there's tons of YouTube channels where you can go hunt down some of these commercials. Japan Thing, Japanese Commercials HD. The internet has really opened up the world to these things as much as it has even like Japanese pop music, which we're an example of. And speaking of that, why don't we get to our first song?
Right. And so for our first song, it's from 2018. It's Candy Smile by E-Girls.
Thank you.
That was Candy Smile by E-Girls from 2018. And this song was used in a commercial for Emma, the E-Girls' throat lozenges.
The E-Girls are a... Well, now here's the thing. I don't know if using candy in a song for like a medicine is a great idea.
Like using the term candy and saying like these throat lozenges are like candy.
Yeah. But, you know, I didn't come up with the commercial, so. E-Girls are a girl group formed by LDH Japan, and they're signed to Rhythm Zone.
The group's name, E-Girls, actually stands for Exile Girls. And Candy Smile is their fifth single included on their first album, Lesson One, from 2013.
All right, next, get ready for our episode where myself and Ethel are going to be teaming up to bring you some J-Rock from the group Androp. You'll get the Patreon Premium Platinum version, meaning the triple amount of usual songs for our regular listeners and no announcements or ads in the episode. Thank you so much for talking with me today, Anna, about the wonderful world of Japanese commercials.
And I appreciate you having all this knowledge, this vast knowledge about these commercials, because I'm still new to everything that this podcast is. So, like, all of it still shocks me.
Well, until next time, my name is Eric.
And I'm Anna.
And we'll see y'all next time. Bye.
Bye. Japan Top 10. The number one Japanese music
podcast. Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.